Tanuyap in Sequital, Ayas Chap Tanuyap, Japhemi, Siam Koshaman Sna, Tanachant Las, Nak, Ask a Hope Mashukhamioch, Angon Oxton Squalowin. I'm here with a respectful heart, and I just said peace to everyone, everybody who's here. I'm from this place called Sanak. I'm a hereditary chief, one of 16 hereditary chiefs from the Squamish Nation, and it's just an honor to share information. I think it's important that we, going into my own, what I want to say now, it's important to share, it's important to educate people. I feel like I'm an educator at heart, because I love doing it, and I have a passion for it, and I feel like I've been doing it all over the city, sharing the history of Squamish people, and the reason why I do it is to honor my ancestors, and help people understand that we've always been here, and it's not like I just remember from when I was a little girl to now. No, my memory goes back many, many, many generations. And it goes back to my grandmother's memory. It goes back to her grandmother's memory and her grandmother's memory. So all of that information is inside, inside the heart. And it makes me feel so connected to this place. I know that my ancestors were here. And I always say when I'm speaking, you know, every time I look out the door or look out the window, I see the work that those ancestors have done for me. Everything I have is because of them. What have they have done? They thought about me when they were here, even if they were 4,000 years ago here. You know, I believe they're still here, and also that they were thinking of me. And that's a pretty magical thing. So strong. It's a strong foundation to stand on, and I feel like if everybody had that foundation of thinking about their elders and their ancestors, that everybody would have a good foundation to stand on, because we live in I live in honor of my ancestors, and you know, most of us do. I do what my ancestors did. I'm a weaver. And I, you know, that's what I do. That's how I live. And teach it, because it's important for our children, our mun-mun, to understand what our ancestors did and how brilliant they were. And how strong to be able to carry it through all of our history, for us to still have, you know, the technology of weaving. I find it just so amazing. I feel our ancestors were so strong to make it through that little keyhole of legislated poverty, disease, prejudice, taking of our culture. It was outlawed. And all of that throughout time, all of that, and we still have what we do. You know, I find that amazing. So I love that story. It's just a beautiful story. And it's a beautiful story to tell. And a lot of people don't, like, a lot of people who aren't Squamish or Coast Salish, because we're in Coast Salish territory, don't understand that. People don't know that. You know, we've been, you know, the work that we've done with the newcomers, they don't know. And I love telling them about it, because we all kind of share the same kind of history and the same strengths. And I find that to be able to share that and for people to think about their own history and feel pride in that, I think that's such an important thing to do. I mean, for all of us, not just people, you know, people who are just coming here. I think it's important for all of us. I think it should be shared in schools. You know, and it is shared in our own school, our Squamish school. But I think it's important for everyone to understand that. And I wish people, you know, who have been here for a long time, for generations or whatever, could go to their home and find that too. And I always encourage people to go and make a, you know, a connection to the this place that they're in, you know, not to not share or be open-handed with sharing the information, and also sharing that information, people can get the energy.
Mm.
And so I always encourage people to go out and, you know, make a connection to this land so they can feel good about it too. And they can help us take care of it. And hope, you know, even if it's like one person who will join in to helping us save this land and understand how precious it is, we only have one Mother Earth, you know, so that's what I like to do. That's important to me too.
There's so much to respond to, but I might respond to the part where where you were talking about your ancestors, and I remember we had this conversation very briefly over lunch, where I talked about how I don't have a relationship with my ancestors in the same way, because there's a lot of rupture where I come from. Like, there was partition and a lot of loss of history, and it's such a privilege to know where our people come from, and I have a loose idea, but I don't feel that same sense of connection, and I feel like it's such a strength of the community here that you feel so closely bound, and you know, what you're talking about is a felt thing, it's intuition, it's emotion, and it's also practice. This is really beautiful that you get to enact that every day and share it for those. So yeah, that's one thing that was coming to my head. And the other thing that I was thinking about was, you were talking about connection to place and how that will help us feel a sense of rootedness or steward this land in the same way with the same emotion and intuition as the people that were here before us. And so you talked a little bit about it, but I'm curious about when we think about belonging, what is that feeling? What is that, you know, what does it look, feel, taste, smell, sound like to you as someone who's so steeped in this place?
Yeah, I think it's thinking about my great-grandmother, grandmother, mother, you know, that gives me strength. And you know, it's they were all here and they all knew this land just as much or more than I do. And passed on the information of this land to me. So my father as well, my parents, my father would take us on car rides and go to places. Like, even before we got Sanok back, he would drive us over there and we'd go by there and he'd say, this is Squamish land, and, you know, explain it to us. And we'd go for a ride up to the Upper Territory in Squamish and he'd say, this is where your great-grandfather, this is his fishing spot. So it's all the smell, like the smells of a big, huge smell that really brings me back is the smell of the river. Yeah, that's really strong for me because I used to go up and stay with my grandmother every summer. And she lived across the street from the river. And we would go down there and just the smell of it.
What does it smell like?
It smells like forest and water at the same time. It was glacier water, so it was really, the color was a beautiful icy green. And yeah, the smell was very, and there's those birds, I can't remember what kind of bird it is, but it made a sound that when it whistled, it kind of like sounded like an echo, but I can't remember the name of the bird. We were so lucky because, and I'm just doing a project on that now, but August Jack, who is one of our famous Squamish historians, he was... My grandmother married, I had a step-grandfather, which I never really called him. He was just my grandpa. But they lived right next to or near August Jack. And we would go visit him in the summertime. In the summertime, we would go badly across the street and steal strawberries.
Badly? What do you mean badly?
They had a big... Yeah, we got caught.
Do you get in trouble?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. What kind of trouble? You just got yelled at?
Yeah, we got yelled at. And so we ran away. And then we would make swings. There was trees right above the riverbed, and we would make swings and swing out. And which I think is like really crazy, because now when we look at the river is very dangerous, you know, because the water's swift.
Too fast, yeah.
Yeah, but that's where we hung out, you know, and it was fine. It was fine. So,
because you feel a connection to the earth and you're not taught to fear it.
Right?
It's like when you're an adult, I think you become more cautious of life.
Yeah, and the thing is, I was never a good swimmer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I used to hang out down there, and we would ride bikes, and like I said, you know, we'd hear that bird all the time. It's like all the time. It's one of when I hear it now, it brings me right back, always.
I think sounds have such a, like when you think about it, sounds have such a power to transport you to a different time. Like for me, there's this, it's like very awkward because it's like this Indian radio station that plays this like old school Indian music, and now there's like a website I can go to and listen to it.
Oh, nice.
And that brings me such resonance of like my home growing up, where it's like my dad was always playing music in the background and my mom was always yelling at him, being like, can you put that off? And now I'm like so nostalgic for it. So when I cook, I listen to this radio.
Oh, nice.
With these horrible ads in between.
Oh.
It's like, it's the feeling.
That's part of it, though.
It's part of it, yeah. So I know we talked a lot about this particular moment in time and the sounds and smells. I'm curious about what you feel your relationship to this land is. Or has become,
oh.
Or has like,
always been.
Always been, yeah.
Always been.
Always been.
Because I grew up knowing the stories or knowing the history, and being told, you know, like I said, you know, my father would take us and look at the land, and my grandmother, who she lived until she was 98.
Wow.
She was born in 1910. Told me a lot about, you know, the history of this place and how she learned from her grandmother, her mother and her grandmother. So we're talking about pre-contact times, really. You know, like, that's pretty amazing when you think about it. It's pre-contact, and it's, I feel like I was just so privileged in that, you know, hearing those stories. It's not something I have to consciously think about. It's just...
Yeah. It's just there.
Yeah.
It's like the water.
Yes.
It's like the air. It's like the land.
It's, yes. It's just there.
It's just there. Yeah.
It's
so beautiful.
It's knowing about this place and it's funny when I go, like, if I go somewhere here... Like, I know every little bit of this place, you know, it's like
the back of your hand.
Right?
Almost. Yeah.
Right? I know this place, like, so well.
Mm-hmm.
And because I grew up here and then always have heard this story. So I always have felt super connected. I'm just so proud. You know what? I'm proud every day of what those ancestors have done and what our elders have done. And, you know, my grandfathers were part of taking care of this land for us and taking care of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just so proud of that. They had to be really brilliant.
Yeah.
They had to be really brilliant to beat out the government and, and everybody who was trying to take our land.
Mm-hmm.
But they held on.
Mm-hmm.
I find that so amazing. They held on. They found a way to hold on to this place for us.
So much strength, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and also so much so much resilience and so much the feeling of, you know, knowing the land from your own hands and feet, and then also knowing it from that of your elders, and the stories really just seep into you, and then they, like you were saying, they're your stories now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pass them forward.
Yeah.
And so... I was wondering if for you the sense of belonging is in a specific moment in time, like, is it in the present, is it in the past, is it in the future? It's probably, I'm guessing from what you've said so far, in all of those, right?
Yes. Yeah. I remember talking about it before quite a few years ago, and I still think of it that way. You know, when you see a slide rule, you know, it goes up and down, and I picture the years on it, and then I picture going back and forth and back and forth, and everything is just the same. You know, the knowledge from there comes, slides up, and, you know, goes back and goes forward, you know, for, I picture it going forward for the, you know, children and grandchildren, and I see it being infinite because, you know, I pray to the Creator that our next generations take care of that information too. And I guess with technology now, I think about technology and how it is a part of our life, and the next generations are using technology to record or film or
preserve in new ways,
animate, all these different ways, I think is great. You know, it's such an opportunity.
And hopefully this, doing work like this is doing that too.
Right.
From bringing a different lens to it, but like capturing moments in time so that we can remember for a bit longer. We can pause and like take notice and give, amplify voices and give space. You know, that's that's the idea here. And I know that you and I have very different positionalities, obviously, on this land. I am an immigrant. I'm seeking, I don't know if seeking belonging is the right way to frame it, but like trying to understand, you know, what does it mean for me to be here on this land? And I know we talked about this in our dialogue sessions, but the question I was wanting to ask you is, what do you think being a good guest on this land entails? That's a very hard question.
It is a very hard question. And I think it is seeking out programs like the program that, you know, we're offering, and seeking it out and really being part of it, and an open heart and open mind. That's our, one of our sayings, open heart, open mind, and be able to just soak that in and help take care of this place and understand that, you know, I guess it's kind of like a different vein, but I was just thinking of Sanok and Jericho development and thinking that people get so angry, and people always have something to say about what, you know, what we're building or what we're developing.
Doing with your own land.
Right? Like, oh, you know, I guess we're not supposed to, you know, build big things. And I wish people here would understand, but, you know, we did, Buddy and I were contracted to do a film for the workers out at Sanok. And every single person who builds, every construction person has to see our film about how it feels to us to have them building our our development. Like, it doesn't, it has huge meaning for us. It's what our ancestors saved. We had to go to court to get that land back. You know, so every, probably every one of us my age, or especially my age and up, you know what it took for us to have that land. You know, one of our teachings and what we used to do is like, and it's such, it makes so much sense. I mean, but when babies were born, they would, you know, when the belly button falls off, they would bury it there. And, you know, one of our aunts said, you know, my belly button's there, you know? And I thought, that's so profound, you know? I wish I would have thought to do that with my, you know.
Wow.
I think it's just so profound.
Yeah. It's so visceral too.
Yeah.
Such a, like, how, who in their lifetime can pinpoint to where their belly button is?
Right?
And you're tethered to the earth, right? You're
tethered
somewhere else.
Yes.
And that's really, wow, that's perfect.
I love it. Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's one thing I think about when I think about here. And what I want people to know is that, you know, we have been through so much as Indigenous people, first people of this land, and have gone through so much, lived and died to have this land. our ancestors, and hopefully they can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people here, I mean, there's a lot of people who do, but a lot of people don't. When I read those things about, you know, when people comment on those posts about, you know, Sanok and stuff, people mm-hmm. are just hideous.
Mm.
And the things that they say, you know, like, oh, we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be developing, we should,
mm.
you know, leave it as it is. And, well, we didn't get to say that.
What about the rest of Vancouver? Hello.
Right? Yeah. We can't be just staying behind all, you know. We have a right to develop our land. And it's all our land, so, you know.
You have a right to benefit from your own land.
Right?
In the same way that other people are benefiting.
Right?
Off of your land.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So,
Well, I think it's that, again, that danger of a single story, that lens of, like, you know, that they don't, I mean, I don't want to speak, I understand why people have bias and prejudice, and, like, it's all about what you were raised into, right? Like, if you were raised without the stories, if you were raised without the knowledge of who was here before you and what it means for people to have reparations now and, like, mm-hmm. what does land back mean, then you're not going to get it, right? And mm-hmm. for you, it's just going to be another development.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, it's all about upbringing. It's all about stories. It's all about what we do with knowledge that we have.
And the other thing is that these developments are going to take care of our future generations. That's our job.
Yeah.
That's our job. We can't stand still while the rest of the world moves ahead.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
No.
No.
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's such a hopeful thing. It's such an exciting new chapter. I think in the history of the world that we're moving towards more land-based knowledge, more mm-hmm. Indigenous storytelling, and like sharing of knowledge and spread, like, you know, really, we're all here to take care of each other. Yeah. Like, that's
and the land.
And
I think we have no choice.
We have no choice.
And I don't understand that some people don't get it. You know, like, we have no choice. We have to take care of this place. We're not going to go, and maybe someday go live on the moon or Mars or something, but why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. And we have this one perfect place where we should, not perfect, but you know what I mean? Like,
it could be.
We have a home. We should we should value it
and take care of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Well, I feel like this has been such a wonderful time, and thank you for sharing your stories with me. The last question I have really is just, you know, is there anything else you would like to say or ask me if you have any questions about myself or my practice or anything that's percolating for you?
No, I just want to thank you for doing this work. It's important work, and I believe in it. Obviously, I believe in it. I'm part of it. I think even though a lot of people don't understand the importance, and it's just the same thing that we change the world from the inside. We don't come from the outside and just sit, you know, say things. I mean, like, all of us come from outside of what we know and who we are. That should come out, not have people put on us what they think,
mm-hmm.
but to share with each other. I don't know if I'm using the right words. But
basically, you're saying you hope that people don't make assumptions about you and your perspective, but rather, you know, it's instead of calling people out, you're calling people in.
Right.
You're inviting people in to understand and share their stories as well. I think that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Sharing. I think all of us need to do that.
Hi, Chika. Okay.